This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant night across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy clear skies, while Haifa is experiencing a mild breeze, perfect for a late evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel earlier today, amid a U.S.-Iran deal, the IDF reports Hezbollah continues attacking troops in South Lebanon. Beirut confirms one dead in an Israeli strike on a car. Also, from Ynet, 5 hours ago, northern Israelis expressed concern that the Iran deal may have compromised their security. Prime Minister Netanyahu assures that Israel will protect its borders. Also this hour, from Forward, President Donald Trump announced plans to speak with Hezbollah as part of Iran peace efforts. Separately, I-24 News reported 8 hours ago that a senior U.S. official stated Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon isn't a condition of the Iran deal. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reflects on the 6-month mark since the Bondi incident, noting that the community's grief remains strong. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Linnaeus, an analyst, wrote just minutes ago that U.S. intelligence indicates Iran's intentions might not align with their commitments under the new deal. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, expressed disappointment with Trump, questioning the logic behind the recent diplomatic moves. Avi Kaner, a Lebanese-Israeli journalist, noted that Israel's IDF has eliminated the Hezbollah terrorist responsible for the abduction and murder of 5 Americans. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah's attacks involve anti-tank missiles and mortars targeting IDF soldiers. This escalation comes as Israel continues its military operations in the region. The tensions threaten to draw Lebanese civilians into the crossfire. Turning to local concerns over the Iran deal, Ynet highlights the fears of Israelis living near the Lebanese border. They worry that the deal prioritizes U.S. interests over their safety. Netanyahu's pledge to maintain security aims to reassure these communities, but unease persists. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's announcement about speaking with Hezbollah, as reported by Forward, adds a new twist to U.S.-Iran relations. His willingness to engage directly with the group raises questions about the impact on U.S.-Israel ties. The move could alter diplomatic dynamics in the region. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News details a U.S. official's clarification about Israel's military presence in Lebanon. The official emphasized that Iran's control over Hezbollah remains a pivotal factor. This statement suggests that any withdrawal would depend on regional stability. And reflecting on the Bondi incident, the Australian Jewish News shares how the community continues to grapple with the aftermath. The passage of time has not lessened the pain for those affected. This ongoing grief underscores the lasting impact of such events on communities worldwide. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, Yanei Ofran discusses the potential of AI-designed medicines. He believes advancements could tackle peanut allergies, revolutionizing healthcare. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Upriver has raised $14 million to automate enterprise data engineering for AI. This funding round, led by Hetz Ventures, aims to streamline AI project execution. And finally, from Globes, NVIDIA's acquisition of Mellanox has positioned it as the world's largest communications company. This strategic move highlights the growing importance of AI and high-performance computing. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.